Good afternoon, and welcome to the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl. We're coming to you from Hanover Mall for a special feature on saving money. It's one of the biggest challenges for many folks when it comes to managing money.
Yep, prices keep rising and many people feel their incomes can't keep pace.
We've brought with us personal finance expert and award-winning syndicated financial columnist, Nelson Yang. Welcome, Nelson.
Thank you, Terry and Daryl. It's great to be here. There's nothing more gratifying to me than helping people save their hard-earned money.
Well, you're going to have plenty of opportunities today to feel gratified. We're going to have shoppers in the mall today come over and ask you their most burning questions about how to save money.
Fantastic.
First, would you mind sharing with us what you think is the most important thing a person can do in terms of saving money?
Wait, are you going to say paying yourself first?
Well, yes, Daryl. Actually,
Because I've always heard that paying yourself first is the best way to save. So I have part of every paycheck put directly into savings each month.
That's great.
And every month I pull it right back out again. So, how come this paying myself first thing isn't working?
Well, Daryl, you might be having some trouble with it right now, but paying yourself first really is smart. It's excellent advice that many financial advisors have at the top of their list.
Nelson, would you mind explaining what paying yourself first means?
Oh, of course. Well, what paying yourself means is that the moment you get your paycheck...
And before you do anything else...
Right. Before touching a penny of that for any expenses, you put some of it into a savings account or a retirement account.
Some type of account that's meant only for your future expenses.
Exactly. It could be for your retirement. It could be an emergency fund for things like unexpected car repairs. Or you can decide to split the money you pay to yourself into a few of these different categories.
Now, why wouldn't you pay yourself after you know all your bills have been taken care of?
That's an excellent question. In my opinion, it's because of a little thing called human nature.
In my case, it's because of a big and magical place called Something's Afoot Shoe Boutique.
So, rather than starting by paying your bills immediately, and then buying all of the necessities for you and your family, and then maybe deciding to splurge on a fancy dinner because, well, you... deserve it.
And now, since there isn't much left, I mean, it's really just a few dollars that'll never add up to anything. Maybe, just maybe, it makes a heck of a lot more sense to treat yourself to a nice pair of brick red patent leather pumps at the Something's Afoot Shoe Boutique. And then, if there's a dollar or two left over once in a while, then maybe you can put that into savings.
Exactly what I said. Human nature.
I get it. So if you put some money into savings immediately, every time you get paid, you're making sure you won't spend it on anything else.
Correct. And if you don't have that money, you won't...
If you don't have that money, you won't be tempted to get those boots with the green tassels and the cute little zipper up the front.
So it's like automatic savings.
Right. Many people never miss a manageable amount of their income taken off the top.
We have a woman right here wearing the most adorable ballet flats, don't you think?
What I think Terry is saying, Nelson, is that a shopper named...
Marcy.
Thanks, Marcy. Nelson, Marcy is here to ask you a question about saving money.
Thanks. Daryl, I heard you say this earlier. I think we're in the same boat.
And with my car on the fritz, that boat is starting to take on water.
Well, just like Daryl, I put money aside every month, but I end up with a car repair or a high heating bill or some other extra expense, and I'm back to saving nothing.
You're doing the first half perfectly. You're paying yourself first. But tracking and managing your expenses is the key to keeping money in savings.
Tracking and managing?
Yes. I have my clients keep a kind of money diary for at least a month. It's important that they record all their income and every purchase or expense they have.
Not literally everything, though, right? I mean, a cup of coffee or the morning paper isn't much.
I mean literally everything. One soda may not cost much, but often it's the small buys, a treat here, an extra there, that blow hundreds and thousands of dollars over time.
That's incredible.
So many shoes.
Yeah, in case you couldn't tell, shoes were Terry's downfall. Long before she joined the Money Smart Podcast Network, she figured a little extra money here and there wouldn't amount to much in terms of savings. But she managed to turn her living room into a shoe closet.
Wow.
Marcy, this is why a personal spending plan is so important. Part of your monthly spending plan has to include a cushion for those unexpected things you mentioned, a car repair or a higher than usual heating bill.
So how do you make a spending plan?
You start with that money diary I mentioned. It will help you understand exactly how much money you get each month. If your paycheck is always about the same, you can check your pay stub and find the total amount you're paid, which is called your gross income. Then you'll notice all the deductions for taxes and any benefits you pay for, such as insurance. Your net income is what's left after that. Your net income is what you have to work with.
My husband doesn't always work the same number of hours, so his paychecks are different each time.
Glad you brought that up. People whose income varies may need to track their earnings for a few months to get an accurate average. And many people work more than one job, so they'll need to add the average net income for each job.
Okay.
Some people get income from other sources too, right?
Sure. Things like child support, alimony, Social Security, unemployment benefits.
How does someone factor those things in?
For a spending plan, it's important to understand income that's long-term, like Social Security, versus income that may stop, such as unemployment benefits or a seasonal job. Once you know exactly how much income you can rely on every month, it's time to review all of your expenses.
From the diary, right?
Yes. So there are two basic kinds of expenses.
Those that cost an arm, and those that cost an arm and a leg?
You know, Terry warned me about you. No, the first kind of expense is a fixed expense. A fixed expense can be rent or mortgage, your car payment, your utilities, your credit card payments. Other expenses may not be monthly, like homeowner's insurance, but you have a good idea of how much they're going to be, and you can set aside an amount each month to cover it. Now, Marcy, I tell people to set aside an emergency fund as part of their fixed expenses. It's for those unexpected things you were talking about, like car repairs. It's not to spend on entertainment or optional things, Daryl.
Okay, guilty.
The second kind of expense is a variable expense. Variable expenses are the ones you usually have much more control over. They're things like groceries, entertainment, gifts, clothes, shoes.
My beloved shoe boutique.
Ooh, sorry, Terry. So, now your spending plan will include your net income, minus your fixed expenses, and your variable expenses.
And then?
From there are only two ways to get ahead. You spend less in order to save.
Terry finally learned to do that.
Or you find a way to increase your income. Does that help, Marcy?
Yes. I think I better start that diary.
Atta girl.
Man with beautiful buckskin loafers.
What the?
Sir, over here now. What is your name, sir?
Kevin.
Sorry about that, Kevin. So, Nelson, Kevin is another shopper with a question. Kevin does not want to be harassed by a crazy podcast host.
So I'm trying to save for a car, but I'm not getting very far. I have a decent income, so I know my problem is too much spending. How can I save for this car?
There are a couple of good habits to establish that I think may help you.
Okay.
First, be smart about how you pay.
How I pay?
Yes. Keep a very small amount of cash with you. It feels more like real money when you pay with cash for things like coffee or a snack. And don't carry so much that you're tempted to overspend. There's a saying that someone told me once, money in hand is money spent.
What about credit or debit cards?
Some people don't take their credit card with them when they go shopping because it can make overspending easy. Other people have a strategy of wrapping their debit card with a piece of paper containing their savings goals and spending targets to help remind them that money spent can't be used toward a savings goal.
So don't carry much cash and be careful with the plastic.
But be smart with your debit card. Keep receipts or write down what you buy and check your balance frequently. If you overdraw your bank account with a debit card, overdraft fees pile up very quickly.
Excellent advice. So now we're smarter in how we pay. How do we actually cut back?
Most of us can start with food.
What?
Sure, cut back on food expenses.
Now wait a gosh darn minute. A man's gotta eat.
I'm not suggesting you eat less.
Oh, forgive me.
I'm saying that you can save quite a bit of money by bringing lunch and snacks from home to work with you, as well as coffee and other beverages. You can bring snacks with you when you're traveling or running errands too, instead of buying them at shops or restaurants, where they tend to be more expensive.
Well, that makes sense.
And when you're grocery shopping, it's helpful to make and use a shopping list. You're more likely to stick to a list and not fall for impulse buys and extras. Also, take advantage of coupons or store savings clubs.
I guess I could do that.
For clothing, shop in your own closet first, or arrange a clothing or accessory swap with a group of friends.
What else?
You can find free or low-cost ways to reward yourself and your family. Your library probably has story time for kids and a book club for adults, or go for a picnic. Some of these things can be more fun and memorable than cruising the mall, no offense, Kevin, or eating out just to get out of the house. No offense, Daryl.
None taken?
Also, Kevin, once you have your car, you might be able to save money for something else by carpooling. It can save a lot on gas and maintenance over time.
Well, these are definitely a few tips that I can use. Thanks.
Yeah, lots of good stuff, Nelson. I just want to let our audience know that they can download a sample daily spending diary worksheet, tips on saving money, and other tools in the info booth portion of the Money Smart Podcast Network at www.fdicmspodcast.com.
There are some excellent tools in there people should check out.
This is Terry from the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl. We're going to interrupt this podcast here and continue it when you've finished your lunch. Or had a chance to sleep on it. Or return to your car. It's up to you.